Dead air. Part 2. Frequency bleed. He tried to get up, but something wasn't right. His legs didn't respond the way they should. They moved, but not in sync. The studio looked off. Familiar, yet mirrored. Everything reversed, like a wrong reflection. The monitor showed himself, but from slightly above, like someone was watching from the ceiling. And the call was still live. "Don't move too much," the child said again. But the voice had changed, now echoing with static like it had been copied too many times. "Every time you speak, we copy you," it whispered. "We're making another version." Miles stared at his own hands. There were too many fingers. His reflection in the glass blinked, but he didn't. He turned toward the window of the control room. Behind it, a dozen Mileses stood. Some had missing eyes. Some had mouths where their ears should be. One smiled wide, all teeth and no lips, and waved. The child's voice turned metallic. "You've been talking into the wrong mic, Miles. You're not broadcasting out. You're broadcasting in. You called us." The monitors all went black, then showed footage from his childhood. But not real footage. Things he'd never lived. Scenes where he didn't survive. A version where he drowned in the bathtub at 6. A version where he was buried alive in a car trunk at 14. And one, terrifyingly recent, where he was still in the studio. But the room was slowly filling with blood. Then, all the lights snapped off, except the one behind him. Someone was in the room now.